I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear.
Welcome, one and all, to a special edition of Indirect Democracy. On this special Christmas episode, I will share with you a story of peace and goodwill in a time of war. The music that began this episode and will be featured throughout this podcast is Pipes of Peace by Sir Paul McCartney. Now, it's not your usual Christmas song, but it inspired this topic because of a very old memory. Back in the early 80s when MTV actually showed videos, the video for Pipes of Peace was aired and it told the story of the Great Christmas Truce of 1914. So with that, I will begin our story.
All around the world, little children being born to the world, got to give them all we can till the war is won. Then will the work be done? Help them to learn songs of joy instead of burn, baby burn. Let us show them how to play the pipes of peace.
Play the pipes of peace.
'14 in Europe was like no other time that had yet existed. For that year, the Great War, the war to end all wars, World War I, had begun. It was winter in the trenches of the front lines. Miserable weather made these crudely built trenches nothing more than a freezing place in which to struggle to even walk, as the trenches were prone to flooding, or thick mud gripped tightly to the boots of the fighting men on both sides of the battle. Miserable was too kind a word for the fallen men whose final resting places were these trenches. During these early stages of the war, the ferocity of the battle began to wane as Christmas approached. On many of the front lines, the images of towns not far in the distance gave off the glow of the coming holiday. From home, care packages began to arrive that included everything from chocolate to cigarettes, cakes to photos, and letters from loved ones back home were a constant reminder of fonder memories that offered brief comfort to these soldiers. Even Princess Mary of Great Britain sent cans of chocolates and other sweets that had a simple message: May God protect you and bring you home safe. Goodwill, it was once said, began to fill the trenches. Despite the repeated messages from their commanding officer to avoid any fraternization with the enemy, a question built up within these men. Were their enemies so horrible? Were the words of politicians back home true? Or were these men, their enemies, alike in their hope for an end to this war? Christmas Eve, and few volleys of gunfire had gone overhead. As the darkness began, from the glow of the German camps came a sound that the English soldiers recognized but were unsure of. It was the sound of Silent Night and other Christmas carols. As the soldiers looked up from the trenches, they saw Christmas trees decorated with Chinese-style lanterns for lights. At that time, Christmas trees were not a common sight in English homes, but these decorations at first confused the British, who then realized what was happening. As Christmas morning came, the English saw something they would not believe. German soldiers approaching. Not attacking, but tentatively approaching and speaking in broken English. No shoot. No shoot. With hands extended, men began to approach each other to engage in an informal truce to celebrate this day.
Help me to learn
The no man's land that separated these enemies were still littered with the bodies of fallen comrades. In these quiet moments, many men went out to gather their fallen and bury them properly. For many others, this no man's land took on a new meaning. For the first time, they were face to face. Some of the Germans spoke English, having at one time worked in England, and there they were, enemies holding gifts for the others. With it, they shared stories and photos of loved ones back home. They shared tobacco, chocolate, plum pudding, and exchanged buttons and other gifts with each other. Cakes from the Germans were given to the British soldiers. One story tells of beer being shared between enemies who were united in a brief moment of peace. In one instance, a party was planned to celebrate not only the holiday, but the birthday of one of the commanders. The most famous story during this time included the playing of a soccer game in this no man's land that once separated them. The final score? 3-2 in favor of the Germans. It was a moment that no one would believe had it not been for the photos these men took together. Men, more alike than unalike, celebrating a time of peace and goodwill when war was all they were allowed to know.
What do you say?
Do you say?
Will the human race be run in a day?
In a day?
Or will someone save this planet we're playing on?
In some areas, this Christmas truce lasted only a day or so. In one area, this informal truce ended in early January. What began with a song and outstretched hands ended with letters from commanding officers that ordered hostilities to begin on a time and date certain. On that day, few shots were fired. History tells us the rest of the story, as the war to end all wars would begin again and not end until 1918. In subsequent years, commanding officers made sure that such truces would never occur, despite the sporadic attempts in the following years when they almost happened again. People may argue the history and facts that surround Christmas, its true beginnings and its symbology. But at its core lies the birth of a man whose very nature spoke of peace and love for each other. And in that lies the true miracle of the season. For one moment in the year, be it a month, a week, or for just one night, we find in each other the hope that a message of peace and goodwill towards others can shine through us all, even during a time of war. To all of you listening, to our brothers and sisters overseas, and to all who have contributed to this podcast through your love, support, and talented voices, may you each have a merry and wonderful Christmas and the happiest of holidays. Bye for now.
I light a candle too.